Welcome to the National Federation of the Blind's 2025 Senior Retreat, a time for empowerment, connection and growth. A special thanks to Janie Degenshain, Zoom administrator, and her team for a seamless retreat. Your dedication makes this event possible. Thank you for joining us on this journey. Hold up. Know when to fold up. Know when to walk away. And know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. All right. We are now ready for our last hour of the day for this purpose. I mean, there is more to the day somewhere. But right now, we're turning it over to Glenn Crosby.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh, good. I was trying to unmute, and I managed it.
You did. Yes.
So we're down to the last hour. As Judy just said, I hope that everyone who is on has found something this week that you will find useful to you, and that you will come back and visit with us or join the senior division and become active with us. But, we spent yesterday talking about gardening, which is a hobby. And today we're going to talk about some other ways of enjoying your life, even without eyesight. You don't have to have eyesight to have a good life and to have fun. So we're going to talk about competitive games. And I will just point out to you that there are a number of tactile playing cards that are available. You know, I don't know if you used to play bridge, you still can. Uno, all the poker games, all that. So there's playing cards. There are dominoes, checkers, chess, tactile bingo cards, Scrabble, quite a number of games like that that are available and that are very easy to learn to play without using eyesight. And that means you can have social time with your friends and your family, or maybe your grandchildren, and hopefully your grandchildren are both friends and family. But and I know, especially with grandchildren, they're all running around playing little games on their phones. But if you can get them to settle down and get them interested in one of these games, they will absolutely enjoy playing something with their grandparents, and you will enjoy it as well. But beyond the few games that I mentioned, I want to introduce you to a friend who can adapt just about any board game to become the tactile and non-visual that you might want to ever think about. I mean, a lot of people think about, Clue and all those old games, but there's lots more. There's lots of other games. Monopoly is one, of course, that's been around forever. I want to ask my friend Richard Gibbs to come forth and tell us about his little adaptive game business and tell us about some of the games that you can adapt and that you have adapted. Richard?
Hey, good to be here. Thank you for inviting me, Glenn. My name is Richard Gibbs. I run a company called, well, actually, it's now, as of about a week ago, 504C3. So it's a nonprofit now, where we produce tactile games and make them accessible. We also have expanded, and we're doing things like making just tactile photos or pictures. We're doing cups and all sorts of neat things. But that isn't why I'm here to talk today. I'm here to talk about Braille and the games that we have available. Now, most of our games that we have, we're doing what we call accessibility kits. And what that means is that you will purchase a retail game, so you'd get a copies of Apples to Apples or Clue from Amazon or whatever retailer that you like, and you'd buy our accessibility kit, and when you put them together, you'd be able to play a game. Just to confirm, everyone can hear me, right?
I can hear you just fine. I don't know about
all right,
everyone.
If you can hear me, Glenn, then that's all that matters. All right. So anyway, so with our accessibility kits, you buy the game, and it might, and whatever is required to get you the same information that the other players would have is included in our kits. So in some cases, it might be 3D printed tactile pieces, or it might be a clear overlay that you can put on top of the board so that you can feel it. Like we do that with a rummy type game called Ticket to Ride, where you're building routes by collecting cards across the nation. It's really a tactical game. My parents used to have it set up in their they had a table that they would keep it set up on 24/7 so that they could just sit down, play a game every evening, and it was just that table. So we have that game, Ticket to Ride. We have some games that don't require knowledge of Braille, like Suro. Some of our card games don't require much knowledge of Braille, some of them, because they are repetitive and you just need to know the numbers. And if you can manage to learn A through J and the number sign, you'll probably be okay with a lot of the games that we have to offer. But we try to offer a large variety of games that you wouldn't necessarily have other places, that have not been available to blind individuals in the past, like Settlers of Catan, Hive, and so Settlers of Catan and Hive are very different experiences, and all of our games have very different experiences, and we try to do that. Catan is a trading game, so you're trying to build this network of little cities on the board, so you have 3D printed pieces that you're moving around, but it all fits into a slot so that you don't knock over the pieces when you're feeling them. And you're trying to build this civilization, and while you're doing that, you're trading with other players and wheeling and dealing. Whereas you have other games like Taboo, where it's a classic card game where you are supposed to say, get the other players to say a word without using five forbidden words. And that's all in Braille and on the cards, and that, and our games like that, we try to do in large print and Braille so that you can, so you don't need to have a separate set of cards for everybody. And we do that with like Scattergories too, which that is another game where you can, where am I going with this? Scattergories is a word game where you're coming up with different words that have to fit in different categories. It has a letter that you have to do, so you have to do all the words with starting with letter R that fit into these 16 different categories. So we have options for that. And so we also have kids games, like we offer Candyland, a bunch of products from Haba, which is a company that makes kids games that I love playing with the little ones. We have Exploding Kittens, which is like a Russian roulette fun card game that takes pretty a short time, but every turn you're trying not to explode. So you play whatever cards you have, And then after that, you have to draw the top card. If it's an exploding kitten, you lose. But if you have a diffuse card, then you can get rid of that. So that that's one of our options that's pretty popular. But all of them are in Braille, and they're actually I think that it's a great way to learn Braille and use Braille, because the words on the cards are going to be repetitive and predictable and in most of the games. So you, and it's in a fun way so that you practice learning those words without it just being, oh, I got to learn this. That's an A, that's a, no, it's like, that's an attack. So attack, attack, attack. So the repetitive cards that you see over and over again or reinforce those skills so it becomes second nature and you don't have to spend that half a second to think, oh, right, this is this letter, this is that letter. So I think that the repetition and predictability makes it a great way for you to learn if you're just entering the world of Braille. We have cooperative games, competitive games. Like there's a game called Pandemic where it has a big board, but you're working with three other people to save the world from a pandemic. And we have other games like that are more competitive, and some are strategy, some are just fun. And I guess I would like to open it up to questions to get people to
Okay, so let me just ask you the first question, and that is, suppose I would want a game that you haven't already done.
Well, then I would look at the game. Now, some games are going to be very, very hard to adapt. So, an example of that might be Jenga, the stacking game. Yes, you can make a blind version of Jenga, but because of the visual aspect of trying to place your hand in the right spot and move it without doing the table, If you have a blind person and a sighted person playing it, it isn't the same game. It just isn't. So if it's got a big dexterity aspect to it, I try not to touch those or figure out some way so that the blind person and the sighted people are playing the same game. Because if they're not playing the same game, then I haven't done my job. So the blind person has to have all the information. So if I can do that, and someone emails me with a game, the next thing I'm going to look at is this game going to be available in 6 months, a year? Is it, so if they have a obscure game or a very old game that people can't buy, then I'm not going to want to touch it because I want to be able to get it to as many people as possible if I'm going to take the time to adapt it. But if it's in print, if it's still in circulation and it's a and people want it, then I will see if I can put it on my to-do list, which is very long, because I'm wanting to make as many things as possible as fast as possible. But if you're interested in it, a lot of times what people have done in the past have actually bought the game on Amazon for me, sent me a copy, I transcribed it, put it together, and then send it back to them for the cost of the game plus whatever I'm going to sell the accessibility kit for. So if it's something that I can do and I know for sure that someone's going to buy it because they literally sent it to me, I try to push that to the top of the list. Now, topical games like I haven't done like Trivial Pursuit or some of those. I think that probably because of the sheer amount of Braille, that's that sort of experience would be better suited with a digital version of it, because the card, there just would be way too many cards. to Braille, and a lot of the date, the information is going to be wrong by the time I transcribe it. Because those games, if they are pop culture or anything like that, they're going to have a time stamp on them, because their event, pretty soon they're going to stop being relevant. But basically, if you email me with the game that you want, I will see what I can do to make it happen. I'm not going to promise anything, but if it is possible, I try to make it happen.
Very good. Do we have other questions? Raise hands, say your name. Can anybody unmute or no hands?
No hands so far.
No hands. All right. I don't know. We must not have gamers on.
I would like to raise up my hand, but I don't see where the button is.
Okay.
I have a question. I used to play bridge. I used to be a good player. I have difficulties, and I have to excuse always myself, because it might be a spade and I see this club because the color is similar and so on. You mentioned earlier that there is a way I can play the game. Do you have some information you would love to share it with us?
I'm not sure if we have bridge cards in the Independence Market, but I do know that bridge cards are available. the card itself...
Bridge cards are just a regular deck of cards.
Exactly. They are.
Yeah, so you don't need...
Well, but you have to know the colors and all of that.
Well, yes, but any deck of cards is what you need, and what you... might want to see if you study it a little bit, whether you could learn to read a deck of Braille cards. And your Braille cards would have the print in them just as well as, you'd be able to play with your friends that way. So maybe we can talk about that, how you can learn to read, even if it's just the deck of cards.
Yeah, thank you.
To one thing that I speaking to that is I am working on, and we're just about to the point where we're going to start selling our own large print Braille cards and large print and Braille knockoffs of various games, because right now you can buy our accessibility kits, but it requires you to put them together. I'm hoping to come up with a bunch of games where you don't have to put them together that are going to be like knockoffs of Uno. So it won't be called Uno, but it basically is Uno. And you don't need to worry about brailing it or anything. And I want to do that with a variety of games, trying to get them as close as possible to what is commonly done, but that way you don't need to worry about buying the copy from Mattel and then putting it together. With big games like Apples to Apples or Cards Against Humanity, putting those together has been a real struggle for people, because you have to have someone who's sighted to find the right card, and then you have to cut out the Braille, so you need to have someone who knows Braille and someone who knows who can read print at the same time to put a lot of our kits together. So I'm hoping to be able to offer more of a open the box solution to a lot of these games than I have in the past. And I'm almost there. And I hope to be there within the next 2 months.
This is Judy.
Gloria Henry, you have raised her hand.
Well, before, let me finish with the cards, though, before you do that. All you'd have to do is buy a deck of cards, Braille cards, they're Braille and print, from the Independence Market, and then talk to someone who can help you learn how to read them. That's what you got to do. And then I bet you could do it.
Well, I have a, oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
Okay, but bridge, y'all, I don't play it, so I don't know.
Okay, Deborah, do you guys want to mute yourselves? Debbie and Stuart?
Did you unmute us?
Yeah, you're unmuted. Go ahead and speak up.
Wait. No, it's not her turn, though. Someone was before her.
Gloria was before her.
Yeah.
Yes. Hello. I have a question. If you have a game that is not popular here or may not be known that much here, will you be able to make it tactile? Like the personal games, basically.
It's going to depend on, first of all, I'm going to look, if you're asking me to adapt a game, I will do it. If I think that it's still available out in the wild, because then I can post it on my website and sell it continuously. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. It's not going to be worth my, I could spend my time doing other things if I'm only going to sell one copy of it. But if you really, really super want something, I can charge you my transcription fee and I'll do it no matter what. But normally I try to do things that are in print and likely to stay in print for a while.
Okay. Well, this game is not really here, or it's not known that much here. It will more be like in Europe or the Caribbean or Africa or stuff like that. So,
I mean, that's fine as long as there's a place where people can buy it. So if they can get it off of Amazon, then that's fine. I don't need to sell many copies, but I want to be able to have it more than just a one-off.
Okay, I understand. I don't know if we can find it on Amazon. I'll check that out first, and then I will go from there, because I'm not sure if it would be on Amazon, but I'll check it out and see. And then I'll let you know. All right. Thank you so much.
All right.
My question is, I know I don't play bridge, so I know nothing about it, but y'all were saying you could use the regular Braille cards, but then somebody said it has colors in bridge. The colors aren't on the Braille cards.
Yes, they are. That they are, because but you have to know that all the clubs and all the spades are black, and the diamonds and the hearts are red.
Oh,
right. Yeah.
So the clubs and spades are black, and the diamonds and hearts are red, and they're the only.
That's right.
Learn something new today. Okay.
And one other quick question, Mr. Gibbs, can you give the name of your company? I don't think you've done that yet. Oh, I can't believe I forgot that. My company is 64 ounce games, and the so that's 64ozgames.com or ounce.com, or I also have 64ouncebraille.com, and that can either be OZ or ounce. I own all four domains, and the Braille one is more focused on a variety of products. The games one, I'm going to keep that just because some games I can't sell to school districts, like Cards Against Humanity, because school districts sometimes have a problem with games in the title. So that's one of the reasons why I'm doing the name change. Another thing that I just thought of that I haven't posted on the website yet, but I'm intending to when I get the Braille cards, is I have tactile poker chips. that I've made, and they have different shapes for the different denominations, and it has Braille on the top of it. So we're going to start selling those as well. So if you want to play poker or any other game that might want chips, then there you go.
Hi, this is Bob.
Yes, sir.
I missed the websites where you could get these games.
You can get our games off of 64ouncegames.com.
54?
64. 64.
64. OZ? Like Oz?
Yep. OZgames.com or 64ouncebraille.com.
Thank you.
That information also will be on the USB drive.
Oh, great. Thank you very much.
And so that's where we have our games available. And Braille, you can find things like Braille cell phone cases or Braille cups, or I'm going to start doing Braille t-shirts and stuff with them on it. And just expanding out the availability of different things that we have.
Okay. Any other questions, comments?
This is Tracy. Could you talk a minute about the mugs and things you make? Oh, Sandy Halverson just raised her hand, so she should go first.
No, you can go ahead. You've already asked your question. I'll get to mine. Go ahead, Tracy.
Okay, so you're saying answer the cup question? We can make cups with Braille on them or tactile shape or things. Unfortunately, we don't know how to do ones with handles yet, but if you like, so we can't do like a Stanley, but we can do a lot of other cups that are available, and you can come up with your own or graphic, whatever custom message that you would want on it. And I can do that in Braille. And if there's like a picture, like someone's face, or I've done like party balloons on one. I've done the LCB logo. I'm doing Braille readers are what's the name of the contest? It's
Braille readers are leaders.
Yeah, Braille readers are leaders. I'm doing one of the prizes for that contest. So that has like a picture of three people standing around with canes and a book open in front of them, and you can feel the book and the pages there on the cup. So if you want to have a custom made cup or a custom made I can print on a lot of stuff. I can't do flexible materials very good right now, but I can do a couple. I can do cups and I can do like tote bags and shirts and other things there, but if it's really flexible, like then the Braille doesn't stick on it. I've done things like Braille wrenches, Braille spoons, and just whatever. If you have something that you think needs Braille on it to help you, I can see what I can do. And there's a quote part on the website. It says Braille custom item. If you just put in what you want, it'll take you to a page, and then I will talk to you about it and see if we can actually make it happen. I know I've
cool.
done
Thank
water
you.
Bottles, travel bottles and mugs and or travel things that I just listed, shampoo in Braille and conditioner in Braille, so that you know what it is. I could do like pill bottles if you want that too.
Okay, Sandy?
Yes. Now, Richard, you said it mentioned a thing. I have no idea what it is. What is a Braille cell phone case?
Well, do you know what a cell phone case is?
Yes.
Well, it's a cell phone case that has Braille on it.
And you decide what the Braille is, or is it a...
No, it could be anything that you want. Okay. I'm holding my cell phone right now. It says 64-ounce Braille on it, and it's a tactile version of our cup logo on it, so you can feel like the smiling cup with the eyes and the mouth. So if you wanted to, I'm not supposed to do this because it violates copyright law, but I've done I've done Bluey, I've done I've done some other like professional teams logos, and then I put the Braille, like, I don't even remember which team I did. I think I did one for the Yankees. So I just put New York Yankees under it and then their logo. So you could have that on a cell phone, or you could have that on a cup, or lots of different things.
Got it. Okay, thank you.
Other questions? In other words, if you want Braille on something that you can't put on there with a slate, Richard can do it for you.
Right, and it might be a little bit longer lasting than the slate, I would hope. And that I love slates, and they're great, but and it is, and you're just poking a hole in it, so it's gonna not last as long as something that's hard, rigid, and durable.
Agree. Any other questions? See. Okay, well, we still have a little time, but if no one has questions, I suppose we can go ahead and finish class. And remember that we're all getting together tomorrow at
1 hour later than today.
Okay.
So we start at 1 Eastern time, 12 Central, 11 Mountain, and 10 Pacific. And it'll be an hour and a half. And you'll okay. get another note that'll tell you.
1 to 2:30 Eastern, yes.
Okay, so Richard, I want to thank you for coming. And I know that people get excited about games. And I do know that if you get the right board game, you can get your grandchildren involved. I know that from personal experience. So thank everybody. I hope you've had a good week, and I hope to see you tomorrow.
Thank you for having me, Glenn.
All righty.
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you. Tomorrow. Bye.
Thank you for spending your time with us today. We appreciate your participation. For more information, contact President Glenn Crosby at nfbseniors@gmail.com or call 443-681-9345. We look forward to connecting with you again soon.